السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. عيد مبارك. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى make this عيد مبارك علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. واللهم تقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. May Allah make this عيد مبارك on us and generate a blessing and descend blessing from Allah over us and the whole ummah. And I have a message, inshallah. This message is for me, for all of you. When I was young, I find out every Eid, my father, rahmatullah alayh, he did what he has to do. And by 9, 10 a.m., he sat down in his room crying. Do a lot of takbirat and cry. Takbirat, salah ala nabi, and hamd. And everybody blame him and complain about him. He's not joining, he's not doing, he's not this, he's not that. When I get older, I ask him, my father, what are you doing? He said, my son, this is the day we do dhabiha, we do qurbani, we take care about the poor, we take care about the needy, we try to be good to the family, to do salat al-arham. But today salat al-arham become a meal. Meal, backbiting, ghaiba, namima, entertainment, he tell me, she tell me, drama, business, dunya, you name it. And everybody suck you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot have a time of peace. You cannot have tranquility within. You cannot call Allah. You cannot do dhikr. You cannot thank Allah. You have no time. Everybody suck you in their own fitna. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah, is happening right now big time. My advice to you, a lot of takbirat, a lot of hamd, a lot of shukr, a lot of salah ala nabi. And remember, this day is not coming back. Thank Allah if you engage in good deed. But remember, do a lot of dhikr, a lot of takbirat, have unity between each other, love each other for Allah, humble each other, cut your nose, break your nafs, no ego, deny yourself, love each other, love each other, love each other for Allah. Use the time whatever you can. And remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said, what will happen in the end of time? What will happen in the end of time? The one who holding his deen like holding a piece of charcoal of fire in his hand. One of the early wise men said, it's not me, I'm sharing this for me and for you. He said, to live in this dunya, leave all the door open and allow those who come to come, those who leave, who leave. Don't be attached to somebody so much, and otherwise you will become so sad when they leave. And when the time come, you will not find nobody with you except Allah. My brother and sister in Islam, ibtila, the whole dunya is ibtila, trial. And there's no choice, we will get the trial. Don't allow the trial to be a source of ego against your nafs. And think, it is my nafs, is me. But the trial to teach you how to be close to Allah, how to be humble, how to remember Allah. Because today, we missed a lot between trial and the ego of our nafs. Get closer to your Lord. Rely on Him. And get closer to every good deed. beloved to him. I like Sister Zubaydah's audience to me, audio to me. She said to me something so beautiful. She said about Project Smile, it make me feel like Ramadan is alive all the time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, look at your life with a lens, and this lens focus and discover what is your purpose in life, what is your goal, and beg Allah to support you in this journey. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this dunya is so beautiful, so enjoyable when you belong to Allah. If the mountain is not tough and is so hard and so high, we cannot climb. But we climb to have some fresh air and to see the scene. And if this dunya was no purpose of Jannah, we will have no purpose of living, and we become like animal. We eat and drink, and that's it. But what makes this dunya Jannah? Because we thinking about Jannah, we working for Jannah, we sweating for Jannah, we dreaming about Jannah, and this what makes this dunya is our Jannah, because it is the farming leading to our Jannah, inshallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if we do not think about the rahmah of Allah, we finished. We have no hope. But because the rahmah of Allah, we have a hope. And if we do not think about the wisdom of Allah, we go crazy. We cannot handle it. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said three. Three, they will not gain wisdom.